time is 7 after the hour, and it's time for us to spend some time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the two important doctors that are here every week in this spot to talk about what's going on in your health and your world. We may spend some time talking about my health checkup with Dr. Ken last week, but there are a lot of things going on in the news. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Replace your daily cup of coffee with Super Beats. Lots of good reasons to do that. Ken will explain it later on. Dial anytime, 800-655-4183. If you've heard enough info on Super Beats and you want to get in on the action, that's the number to call, 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Meanwhile, we go through a lot of the medical news questions as we can get to them from you. The best way to get them to me is to go to your, you can send them on Facebook.com/DJV Show, but you can also send them direct by a connection on the web. It's send it to Doug at DougStephan.com, whatever questions you may have about things that Ken brings up. A lot of people don't understand what happened to Alan Thicke, who died last week. His funeral was earlier this week, had a ruptured aorta. Now, I know somebody, and you know somebody. As a matter of fact, I think we were talking about this in your office last week in terms of a cause of death. I figured a ruptured aorta, by its very definition, would kill you instantly, and that apparently isn't the case. So I was looking at this and thinking we better get the story from you, because what I know about a ruptured aorta led me to believe that as soon as it happened, you were a dead goner, over. But that may not be the case, as you were explaining to me off the air.
Well, we all have a pipe where the blood exits the heart.
You know, by the way, Ken is not dying, folks. He just has laryngitis.
Well, you know, we can think, picture a garden hose being shoved into a motor. And the blood exits the motor, the heart, through a doorway called the aortic valve into a pipe that looks like a garden hose. And this is the aorta. It goes straight up in the chest. You know, when doctors use the word chest, we're talking about waist to shoulders. When Doug uses the word chest, you know, I don't know what he's thinking about.
But right around my heart.
But so this pipe, when it goes straight up from the heart in the chest, it's called the thoracic aorta. And it goes up right below the neck, and then it goes straight back towards your back, and then curves down and goes straight down to your pelvis. This is the main pipe of the body, the main blood vessel, the main artery. Blood is taken away from the heart in arteries. And when it crosses down through the waist, it then becomes the abdominal aorta. And this pipe or garden hose has a diameter. And above a certain diameter, all along the course of this pipe, when it gets beyond a certain diameter, we first call it ectasia, which is a small bulge. And then when the diameter continues to increase, it's a small aneurysm. And as it continues to increase the diameter, you get a moderate-sized aneurysm, and then a large aneurysm, and then it just bursts. And you can think about those balloons that we used to use for the kids to make those dogs, and this is what this looks like. As you blow it up, and there is an area in this pipe, and the diameter increases beyond a certain diameter, it has a high potential to rupture. And in the chest, the magic number is 5.5 centimeters, 5.5 centimeters. And in the abdomen, it's 5.0 centimeters. And these things can cause very ungood days. And fortunately, with the kinds of technology we have now that we've had for the past almost 15 years, we can image these things pretty easily in the chest. You go back about 20 years, you would not have wanted to go through what it would have taken to image these things. But now, pretty easily, we can look at these. People who are at risk or people who have high blood pressure, people who smoke, and then genetics, the connective tissue of the artery, what holds the wall together. In some genetic groups is very weak, and it will rupture. And if you have a family history of these things, you need to be watched even more carefully. If you have high blood pressure or you're a smoker, you want to have this watched. And for peace of mind, I've had mine looked at. It looks good. For peace of mind, I've looked at Doug's. His looks good.
Matter of fact, a week ago, We were in your office, Meredith and I, going through all of these things as part of our annual checkup with you. And, yeah, you did the ultrasound, and we talked about mine. We talked about Meredith's and how big it was and we've noticed a little expansion in mine over the years that you've been checking
me.
But
And I didn't think it was yet, because yours has been stable over a course of time. This year I didn't think it was necessary to look.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, this is something that everybody ought to have checked, but I'm going to bet most people don't, Ken.
Well, it depends how preventive their cardiologist or internist is. And this is a matter of risk. And you need, you know, we don't need to look at everybody, but we just need to, you know, examine your risk profile and then determine who should be looked at.
Well, one of the things that's very important here, it seems to me, is to understand who you're dealing with. And under the we have this system in our country now that's not as exactly user-friendly. So a lot of people stay away from the good doctors because they say they can't afford it, they don't have insurance. But if you don't have things like this checked with regularity, you are cruising for a bruising. This is something, and yet insurance fights about this, don't they, all the time, Ken?
Well, they do, because the insurers don't rarely pay for screening. They just approved screening for lung cancer in people who smoke, who have a very aggressive smoking history. But most insurers are very hesitant to pay for screening because they're concerned about the cost. They're concerned about what it will show, that it takes us on a long chase that doesn't often bring us to any helpful conclusion. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the dollar. And as I'm a physician with my patient, I'm doing a risk analysis on each patient and mm-hmm. determining whether they're at significant risk or not.
All right, so something to be aware of. John Ritter, the actor, died of the same thing in the same way. And Jennifer Horn, who's on my staff, said earlier, Ken, was that they're at this hospital known for actors going in alive and coming out dead.
This is not an uncommon problem. And one should ask your parents if aneurysms run in the family, and look at yourself, your blood pressure, your smoking history. And talk to a doctor if your doctor is not sure about it. There are cardiologists who specialize in prevention. Preventive cardiology now is a well-established academic pursuit, and it's an evidence-based pursuit. And it's something that I've enjoyed helping people with for over two decades.
Dr. Joy Brown, who is a well-known psychologist, radio personality for years, died earlier this year of a brain aneurysm. How is that? It's the same thing, only in your brain instead of
exactly.
in your chest cavity, right?
Exactly. And there's
measure that? How do you know what's going on in your brain with that?
Well,
can you measure? Did you measure mine? And I wasn't aware of it.
We haven't done that, but we can very. If there's an indication, we can very easily look at the circulation.
What would be the indications?
Well, a family history, high blood pressure, smoking, unexplained headaches, yes.
Mm. I don't have any of those, so I guess I'm okay. Thank you very much.
That's
Ken,
why I haven't looked.
I know. But he'll look, and he'll look at you. If you'd like to have the benefit of Ken's expertise, those of you who listen around the country and you think, you know what, I don't really like with my dog. This is a job for Superman. And Superman here is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So if you call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, you can be in touch with the office facility down in the Orlando area and go see Ken. Go see the Kennedy Space Center while you're there. Maybe you go see the mouse if you want to. But it's a wonderful place to be. It's a beautiful community. And Ken is representative of the kind of quality work that you would expect. Looking around that community, it's really an upscale community, and so you'd expect the medical treatment to be just that, and it is. So if you want to come in from out of town or you're from in that area, call 800-LAKE-CARDIO and go see Dr. Ken. One of the reasons that I like having Ken is because what he says really makes sense. And as we've been talking for a couple of years about super beats.
You know, when I got there, it was not as the upscale that it is now. It's become upscale.
Yeah.
When I first came there, it was very rural and very it's
much different even when I started going there 10 years ago.
It's amazing how it's evolved, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah. All right. So those of you who have caffeine in your daily habit, those of you who drink, how many cups of coffee did we ask about last week? You said don't drink so many cups of coffee. I think if you use Superbeats, and as it happens, she does use Superbeats and maybe doesn't need as much coffee. You don't need any coffee. The fake energy that you get out of caffeine and out of coffee is replaced by a daily glass of Superbeats. Here's how this works. Call now, and with your first order of Superbeats, folks there at the plant will send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. Comes with your first order, and also you'll get a copy of the book Beat the Odds, all about beets. Free shipping as well. Mention Dr. Ken. Go to 800-655-4183. Call them now while you're thinking about it.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard the story about the guy who sued Winnebago over its cruise control? According to the story, he set the cruise control while driving and then left his seat to go brew some coffee. Of course, he crashed. And as the story goes, he was mad that the instructions didn't warn him not to do this, so he sued. If you've heard this, you're not alone. It's part of a viral email about five crazy lawsuits that received the so-called Stella Awards. The awards are named after the woman who spilled coffee on herself and sued McDonald's. The problem is, all these stories are fake. Yes, urban legends. It's easy to believe them, though, because so many real lawsuits are just as outrageous. Let's be fair, there's a better place for information about how junk lawsuits are affecting America than through phony emails. To get the facts, visit our website. The information we have is verified and proves once again that truth is indeed stranger than fiction. Our website is centerforamericatv.org.
Tis the season for giving, so we're here with lifestyle expert and author Rachel Hollis of The Chic Site to hear her tips for finding the perfect gift.
I'm a massive coffee lover, so I love to gift Keurig brewers and beverages for the holidays. Right now, my favorite is the Keurig K55 brewer, which comes in black and rhubarb, which is such a fun color.
Rachel, what else can you give to coffee lovers?
Keurig.com has a brand new coffee subscription program so you can give the gift that keeps on giving month after month. It's totally customizable, and you can get the K55 brewer at a discounted rate if you gift it together as a bundle. Plus, it includes a bunch of drinks for the non-coffee drinker, like Swiss Miss hot cocoa for your kids or tea for you, so many other options. A Keurig brewer is a really great gift that anyone can enjoy.
Check out Keurig.com's holiday gift guide for even more ideas on finding the perfect gift.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
Scuba This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glam are in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health, our overview of the things that are in the news that have medical significance. I just want to go back to the discussion we were having of Alan Thicke and John Ritter, because it brings me around to thinking of the test that you provided me and Meredith with to check out the ultrasound carotid arteries and the aortic arteries and all that other stuff that's very important. And it made me think, and I forgot to you took so much time with us last week. I hope those people that were waiting weren't angry with us because we were there a long time. I was thinking of it, and you just brought it back around to my wheelhouse of question or wheelhouse of concern. Thinking about how our beings come from a single cell that unites with another cell to create a being. And from that cell, when it splits, come more cells and more cells and more cells. And I just am wondering, you see pictures. I remember seeing the first little indications of my grandson when he was about 2 months old in the womb. And the thing, I'd never seen anything like that. Certainly, I didn't see it with my children. And then, how I get very philosophical and professorial about these things because I'm so curious. I want to know how. And when you think about the aorta or the veins, the arteries, the capillaries, and the fact that they are developing as the whole child develops, I just wonder how that happens because the blood can't flow. There's this whole business about where life begins. And I think perhaps when the heart starts beating, it begins. The heart starts beating after all of the aorta and the veins and the arteries and stuff have to be formed before the heart starts beating, right? I guess I'm asking a number of different questions here. Might take the rest of the program to explain them. What starts the heart beating? How does the brain know that it's okay? How does it know that all of the veins and arteries are sealed at a point so that the blood can be circulated as it's supposed to? I mean, it's just fascinating, mind-boggling in terms of complexity. But I think it's a question that a lot of people might, when thinking about it, want to know what the answer is. So how does this stuff all form?
Well, that's what makes us start to believe about some force that's beyond all of us.
Greater than us. Isn't it? Isn't that true?
And we all have a spark in our heart that triggers the initiation of the heartbeat. And at some point during embryonic development, when you're developing in your mom's womb, there's enough parts that are formed and it all turns on. And, you know, my whole relationship to this changed from my personal experience with my daughter. At about 10 or 11 weeks, we were in the womb. We were transfusing her blood. Mm-hmm. And to keep her alive when about 20 years ago. And and it just that early on in the developmental process really refocused my whole outlook towards the whole process.
Yeah. But under the cellular structure of, and how their veins and arteries are made. And yeah, I mean, how do you, this isn't by accident. This isn't just like design. It happens because there's a being someplace.
It's an amazing process.
Intelligence. It really is.
And it's amazing that it doesn't have problems with the process more often. We do have occasionally congenital abnormalities, people born with structures not formed properly. But yeah, but you would think they'd be a lot more common, and they're not.
Mm-hmm. No.
Fortunately.
It's just, I think about it, and it's a wonder. It isn't scientific. It just is. It is terrific that the cellular structure, whether it's the bones, but the blood and the arteries and the veins seem so complex, and yet they have
60,000 miles
early. Yeah, early in the life cycle, because the heart. Then you start feeding, and that's what spurs the growth. The growth comes from the mother, and then it comes from the feeding of the body to make it grow. Yeah?
Early on, most of the pumping comes from your mother's heart.
Yeah. All right. Amazing, isn't it? 28 past the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money. And I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast. The moon will move through the signs of Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio. Three perfect signs to support your holiday. We start the week with the organizer, the sign of Virgo. This is great for your last-minute shopping and wrapping. Midweek, we move to the social party sign, Libra. Great for your holiday gatherings. And we end the week with the moon moving through the sign of Scorpio, the sentimental and deep feeling sign. This is all wonderful for the holiday. Remember that love is the reason for the season. If you want to know what my holiday offerings are, you can go to my website at MariaFrancesca.com. Happy holidays.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do
. 68% of us plan to give tech gifts this season. Techlicious.com's Suzanne Cantra says it starts at home with the Nest Cam Outdoor.
It's weatherproof and built for DIY installation for $199. And it also has night vision technology built into it, so you're going to be able to get those night shots. It can tell random activity from people and sends phone alerts so you can see, hear, and talk to visitors from anywhere.
Up their social skills with LG's V20.
The only smartphone with wide-angle lenses on the front and back for panoramic photos and whole family selfies. Anti-shake technology means smooth videos, even in the car or running after the little kids. And distortion-free audio for posting concerts that sound like real life.
And for road trips, Canoe.com's Groovies headphones.
High-quality sound with volume-limiting technology that's safer for young ears. And it also has a jack that enables you to watch that video together. Add AirView's car mount for tablets and smartphones. Wraps around headrests or luggage handles, each under $50.
More at videopump.tv.
'Tis the season to enjoy Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free.
Get unlimited mobile optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. That's five lines for only $100 a month. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon, they don't even have an unlimited data plan. No more worries about running out of data or surprise overcharges. Switch to Sprint today. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay an additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay, coverage, and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. AT&T plan not an exact match. See carrier website for details. Restrictions apply.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Minutes after the hour, you're listening to this week's Good Day Health. This hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus graces us with his presence and the focus on the big news stories. We're going to talk to somebody who runs a spa. Ken, you and I are going to, I don't want to say grill her, but I want to find out, and you, I've had this experience and you have too, as to what it is. Why does the body respond to certain things, the touch of the fingers and that work that gets done? Exterior, does it impact the interior? Yes, I say it does, but we'll dig into that a little bit more. The FDA has okayed a diabetes device to replace finger sticking. I don't know what finger sticking is.
Well, you're lucky, and this is great, good news for those who have diabetes. And fortunately for you, Doug, you don't. But those who are insulin-dependent diabetes, they live with this all day, every day. They stick themselves multiple times, 4, 8 or more times. You can't give your insulin dose until you stick yourself. But the good news is the FDA announced this week that the Dexcom G5, that's the name of this device, continuous glucose monitoring system, can be used to make insulin dosing decisions alone without the addition for needle finger stick tests of blood sugar levels. This is the first time. This means that people with diabetes who use the Dexcom G5 continuous glucose monitor, Doug, will likely be spared at least 3 or 4 finger sticks a day. Now they'll need to just do 2 finger sticks a day, once every 12 hours, to be sure that the device is calibrated properly and giving correct readings. This is the first time that any device has ever been approved to dose your insulin, if you're an insulin-dependent diabetic, without doing a finger stick.
It is what it is. It's better than the alternative, and that's, I guess, what we need to focus on, the good news there. Here's something that I find very intriguing, the benefits of aspirin. And in this circumstance, the research that's been done, Ken's going through some of the research that's been published this week. This has to do with cancer. I remember when I had my first, I've had two of these colonoscopies where they check, you know, stick a television, a little camera up your butt to see what's going on in your intestines. And I remember the doctor said to me twice that mine was nice and pink. And it was two different doctors, but they both had the same comment. I think I told you this. They wanted to know if I was on aspirin. And I said, I take a baby aspirin maybe four times a week because that's what you think is a good way also to keep you from having a heart attack. I don't have any plaque. Thank heavens we found that out in the exam last week. I don't have any plaque in my system, and there's some in my carotid arteries. Do you think part of the fact that I don't have plaque is because I take that baby aspirin?
Well, I think that the reason why you don't have plaque in your coronaries is because you don't smoke, you don't have diabetes, your blood pressure's under good control, your cholesterol's not too bad, your weight's not too bad, and your family history's not too bad.
There's an improvement needed there, yeah.
So okay. The aspirin doesn't prevent plaquing. It prevents, it makes the blood a little bit thin so the platelets don't clump and provide that final cork in the bottle.
Okay, so why would it be effective in either eliminating or keeping you from getting pancreatic cancer?
Well, that's a good question. What we know is that about 53,000 Americans, Doug, will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this year, and almost 42,000 of those will die from the disease. Pancreatic cancer, it's often called a silent killer. I know you've called it that before, because the symptoms do not emerge until the tumor is advanced, unfortunately. But daily
curtains. When you get pancreatic cancer, see you later.
Well, but daily low-dose aspirin may decrease this risk, and people who use aspirin to reduce the risk for cardiovascular disease or colorectal cancer may reduce the already small risk of pancreatic cancer. You ready? By a whopping 46%.
Wow. So then back to the controversy about taking aspirin, because there are others that say that aspirin isn't good for your system in certain ways, causes ulcers and that kind of stuff. That's why the baby aspirin, is that what that's all about?
Well, this is all about individualized medicine, which is becoming, you know, so popular. I think it's very important. And you have to make this decision on an individual basis because it's the yin-yang of any medication. There's wonderful good things, but there's side effects for everything. And you have to know what your risk is of bleeding from even a single daily low-dose baby, 81 milligram aspirin. So this is not advice. We're not practicing medicine. We're not telling everybody to run out and get and take an aspirin but talk to your doctors about it and let them go over your risk of taking it versus your risk of not taking it.
All right. There was a publication, the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care, focusing on shortness of breath and whether it could be a side effect of menopause. So those of us who have had experience with menopause, as I don't remember seeing in my lady's life her being short of breath. You just inspected her. Is it likely that menopause caused her to have shortness of breath at some point?
Well, it doesn't happen in everybody, but, you know, not just you think night sweats and hot flashes weren't enough. There was this big study of European women. They looked at about 1,400 European women going through the menopause, and they asked them about symptoms. And one of the things that they surprisingly discovered was that a remarkable number of them were complaining of shortness of breath. They measured their lung function. There was some decrease in lung function. So it's just something to be aware of. It doesn't mean everybody's going to get it, but if you're going through the menopause and you're short of breath, there may be a reason.
Ken and I speak to the director of a world-famous spa about fingers, the touch, what that does to our bodies. Up next here on Good Day Health at 41 past the hour.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Holiday gifts under $100? Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg's got them.
A sturdy OtterBox mobile phone case. The universe case system for iPhones with separate accessories that attach to bikes, tripods, lenses, and extra memory.
For fitness enthusiasts, sweat and waterproof headsets you can even wear in the pool.
LG Force Bluetooth headsets for amazing audio or phone calls. They have wraparound earpieces, swappable earbuds, and an adjustable strap, so they won't fall out whether you're running or doing yoga. $99.
Also waterproof, Instrumental Beauty's Sonic Touch Cleansing System.
The secret, unique micro-pulsating action combined with stimulating silicone cleansing points. Just $34.99 at Rite Aid.
Stocking stuffers or hostess gift?
Yardley London Botanical Bath Bars, made with pure extracts and essential oils since 1770. The English Lavender Bar for a luxurious bath or a fragrant sachet. The Oatmeal and Almond Bar exfoliates and soothes dry skin. $1.49 at drug and grocery stores.
More at videopump.tv.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
43 minutes after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Joining our conversation, that being it, is Dorit Yogev, who is the manager of Herod's Spa, which is at the Dead Sea. The reason that I wanted to have Dorit on here is because I became more familiar again. I like getting spa treatments, Ken. I think they're good for men, for women. I have often facials and things that are a good therapeutic for the body. And I wanted to talk about the touch that happens when you have some of these spa treatments. Dorit, welcome. What I had when I was there the other day was a mud bath with the minerals and things that came from the Dead Sea, and it was green. And what I missed was not getting a picture taken of me when I was covered with the mud, because that might have gotten some people to think, wow. But what does all of that stuff, when you do things like that at a spa like yours, what does that actually do to the body?
First of all, thank you for having me in the show.
You're welcome.
And nice to meet you. And second of all, the first thing that the mud, the black mud, this is, looks like a green, but it's actually we are calling the this is a black mud. And
really?
It's very good for the skin. It's doing like a peel scrub for the skin. And also it's really, really good for there is a mineral from the Dead Sea, like sulfur and salt, mm-hmm. in the black mud. And it's also good for the elbows. And it's the wrap, the mud, it's 7 kilo of mud, black mud wrap, and it's relaxing. And if
yeah.
you're sweating and it's getting to the skin, it's open the pores, and it's actually it's really, really good.
It is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with me, Dorit. And I wondered about sulfur. This is something that you hear a lot. A lot of people get sulfur treatments in Canada, and it is supposedly very good for all kinds of things. And I wonder what there is. Is it natural in the salt that comes out of the Dead Sea? And Ken, what is there about sulfur that's so good for the body?
The sulfur pool that we have in the spa, it's really good for the hair and also for the nails. And it's making grow healthy. And also it's a warm pool. And everybody said that warm makes you relax. Uh-huh. And so all the environment in the spa, you're getting health. That's why people going down to the spa in the Dead Sea to relax themselves.
Dory, may I ask you a question, Dr. Kronhaus? Thanks
Absolutely.
So much for being with us. If I was to come visit you in Israel and I was a beginner at the spa, what would you recommend? Because you go into a spa, there's so many different choices. There's a big menu. What would you recommend? How would you start?
First of all, what you need the Dead Sea, it's the mud. So do the mud wrap. After this, we have the scrub with the salt peel. And it's a wonderful treatment. It's make the skin new, and you look like a fresh new baby after this.
Wow.
The skin is glowing and shining after.
I'm looking at Doug live on Facebook, and he is really glowing.
So let's talk about the sulfur. Yeah, I want to talk about the sulfur for a minute, because that's a controversial sort of thing. A lot of us have been told that we ought to have more sulfur in our system as a good treatment for cancer. I'm not suggesting that that's the story here, but what is there about sulfur that seems to be?
This is only for the outside. This is not something that it's good for the inside.
Well, there are some people, Dorit, hold on just a second. There's some people who don't agree with that. Ken, let me ask the doctor about that for a second. Ken, what about sulfur and its healing?
You know, this is a new area for me. I'm learning here.
Really? All right. Well, I just know what I've read about being treated with sulfur drugs.
I know it's controversial, but this is sulfur springs to soak or not to soak. This is a new area for me.
Yeah. All right. So, Dorit, what else, when people are there, other than the things that you've already talked about, the things that are good in general, the touch, don't people really benefit from a good massage?
And does it smell horribly?
Yeah, it smells really, really horrible. But it's special for relaxing, for the nails, for the hair, for the first level of the skin. You actually feel like you have a new skin all over your body when you go out from the sulfur. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful feeling.
It actually kills some of the bad bacteria on the surface of the skin.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that. All right, Dorit, thank you for being here. Thank you for your hospitality. The Herod Spa is at the Dead Sea, and that's about an hour and a half out of Jerusalem.
Did you have to wear nose plugs, Doug, when you did this?
No, I didn't, actually. I didn't. I went to sleep. I do. Whenever I have a treatment like this, I always kind of just doze off.
So it didn't smell too bad.
Covered with mud. No, it didn't. It wasn't. It was. I'd had a couple of these in my life, and they are absolutely fabulous. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. Good Day Health at 10 minutes before the hour.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson, and here's some heavy news. 1 in 6 American kids is obese.
The reason why we're concerned about that is all the health problems that are associated with having excess weight on our bodies.
Mayo Clinic pediatric psychologist Dr. Bridget Biggs says overweight kids are being diagnosed with what had been adult onset diseases.
We're seeing kids with type 2 diabetes. We're seeing kids with fatty liver disease, sleep apnea.
Dr. Biggs says if you're concerned about your child's weight, keep your focus and conversations on his or her overall health. Set reliable times for meals and snacks and eat them at a table or counter in a room free of distracting technology.
We're just more mindful when the electronics are off.
Include fruits with breakfast and fruits and vegetables with lunch and dinner. Keep healthy snacks visible in the kitchen and the refrigerator and avoid sugary drinks. Lastly, encourage exercise through example. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
For our weekly visit with Dr. Kent Kronhaus to learn as best we can what's new in the world of medicine. It sounds to me, from listening to Ken's voice here, he better go see a doctor as well. How in the world did your voice get to the point where it is right now? Sounds like you are hoarse from having gone to the track or something.
No.
No, you wouldn't do that. What do you have? Laryngitis?
Just a little bronchitis, a professional hazard.
Let's talk about some of the things you've studied this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, a dermatological look at melanoma. Why would the rate be? Is this obvious because more people are exposed to the sun or something else going on for the melanoma rate to rise?
Well, let's talk about melanoma. Skin cancers, Doug, are by far the most common cancer for Americans. Most are easily treated and removed, but melanomas can be much more serious. More Americans are developing the potentially deadly skin cancer known as melanoma than in the past. Melanomas, they're curable if caught early, but invasive tumors can prove deadly. My advice, Doug, limit the tanning and stay away from the tanning beds. I think that's why we're seeing more.
So it's the tanning beds that people have been warned about for years, how foolish it is for Joe Piscopo and everybody else to go to the tanning bed and look the way they do.
Paint
can you have
it
the same?
On.
Well, is now that's a question. Is the bed the problem, or is it the material that's used to cover your body? Like there are a lot of people who just put this stuff on. I think Trump puts it on.
Doug, it's the ultraviolet light.
It is the light. Okay.
I don't think anyone uses tanning beds anymore. That's like so 80s.
It is. Well, but there are a lot of people who still do. So you can put the tanning solution on, and it doesn't bother you.
Okay. It's the light.
All right. You're a cardiologist, so here's some news that comes with Ken's expertise. Silent heart attack risk and those who have high pain tolerance. This sounds like an interesting combination.
And it's very common. People who are less sensitive to pain, Doug, may be at increased risk of having a silent heart attack. Chest pain is one of the classic symptoms of a heart attack, but many people have so-called silent heart attacks where they notice no obvious symptoms. No one knows why that is, but new findings suggest that pain tolerance might be a factor. Everyone should know the atypical symptoms of a heart attack, so let's talk about them for a second. We're talking about upper back or jaw, pit discomfort, shortness of breath, nausea, and heartburn, like pressure in the upper abdomen. Chest pain is not the only symptom of a heart attack. This affects a lot of people. We're talking about 58% among men, and three-quarters of all heart attacks among women are silent. It's important that doctors be on the lookout for less obvious heart attack symptoms, especially in women, and absence of chest pain should not lower doctors' alertness toward heart disease.
Wow. All right. There's time for one more quick reference to e-cigarettes. We talk about these almost every week. Here's another trigger that you're not going to, well, you want to know about it, especially if your children are sneaking these things in and you don't, you may suspect it, but you're not sure.
Exactly, Doug. Published this week in the medical journal Pediatrics, the earlier youngsters start using nicotine, even in the form of e-cigarettes, the harder it is for them to quit a habit that could last a lifetime. This is from a report of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is the leading organization representing the pediatricians in our country. Given the difficulty that adolescents have attempting to stop smoking and use of tobacco products, the need for prevention efforts, Doug, to stop them from starting is extremely important.
All right. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. There are people who are still addicted to caffeine, Ken, and getting off caffeine and using Super Beats is certainly a wonderful thing to, I think, try to reach for.
This is just a wonderful, effective way to get that little boost of energy that you need from Nobel Prize-winning information, nitric oxide. We all need an adequate level of it. I recommend everyone test their nitric oxide level. You can do this with saliva test strips from Neogenis. And if you have a low level in your body, get their Neo 40 product. And if you want that boost during the day of energy that you've been using those energy drinks, why go to those very unhealthy drinks, go to their Super Beats products. It'll take the place, and it's a nice, healthy substitute.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183, Super Beats. Order them now, 800-655-4183.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.